The Man in the Iron Mask.
King Louis XIV of France has just made an astounding discovery. Having seen Edmond Marchiali, a young man who is the image of himself, he is told by the guardian, Georges Saint-Mars, that Cardinal Mazarin can reveal the secret. So the king hurries to Cardinal Mazarin's palace and orders Edmond to wait in an anteroom. The cardinal tells him that this Edmond is his twin brother. The cardinal then reveals the implications of this discovery, the fact that he, the king, has a rival for the throne. Both decide that the only way out of this is to have Edmond Marchiali put to death.
It seems to me to be the only way.
Oh, this is shocking news, my Lord Cardinal. I never realized that I had a twin brother. I should have been told long ago.
The secret was well kept. Only your father and I, your mother, and an attendant woman knew the truth. And, of course, Saint-Mars.
Does my mother know where Edmond went to and who brought him up?
Oh, yes. She had to be told the full truth. As you know, she's an affectionate mother. Apart from the affection she lavishes on you, she also thinks very often of the son whom she has never seen.
Oh, so she's never seen him?
No. Your father, before he died, made her promise that she would never go near the boy. He felt that it may lead to discovery. Even now, I'm not sure that we can put the boy to death, not until we persuade your mother.
Oh, but she has no say in the matter.
Well, she is, after all, the mother of the boy, just as she's your mother. She'd be horrified.
Well, need she be told the truth?
She'd find out soon enough. And if she discovered that you were responsible for his death, or that I was, I feel the whole of France would know. So great would be her rage and her grief.
Oh, well, after all, it shouldn't be difficult to persuade her. Well, she's never seen Edmund, so her love for me must be greater.
Quite true.
And if her love for me is greater, then so is her concern for my safety. Yes, she would hardly see France split in half. Would you like to see us together, Cardinal? This brother of mine and myself?
I think you were very foolish to bring him here to this palace. The lackeys will gape, they will wonder.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry, I ordered him to put a cowl over his head so that his face is partly hidden. Strange. When first I heard of this likeness between the two of us, I was hoping that he would work for me. Play the devil, so to speak, when I have irksome duties.
That would be rather like playing with fire, now that the truth is out.
Incidentally, he is anxious to know about this secret, too. We mustn't tell him. As one can never tell. Between now and the time he meets his death, he might make a bid to escape. Yes, I'll have him brought in.
Becker, would you bring Monsieur Georges Saint-Mars and his ward to us?
At once, Your Majesty.
Is my mother still in Paris?
Yes. She lives a great deal in retirement, but you've known that for a long time.
Yes, I fear she does not approve of everything I do, my wine, my women, the way I conduct the court. But we are of a younger generation, my Lord Cardinal. Our viewpoint is different, and so are our lives.
One word before Saint-Mars comes. How did you find out the truth, Your Majesty?
I was informed by a Spanish woman in the service of Saint-Mars. She saw portraits of myself and was amazed at the likeness to Saint-Mars' ward. Here they come.
Good day to you, Saint-Mars. My Lord Cardinal.
Why, Cardinal Mazarin, we meet again. This time, the circumstances are quite different.
Throw back the hood of your cowl. An amazing likeness. I thought so when he came to see me here at the palace some time ago. But now, as you stand together, I can't detect one single difference.
Who am I, my Lord Cardinal?
Who are you? It's a long story. Your guardian hasn't told you?
No, I leave that to you, my Lord Cardinal.
Well, I think it would be fairer not to tell you the truth, Edmund. It's enough to say that you are distantly related to the royal family.
So I am a relation.
A very distant relation, but you have no legal rights.
Oh, I think I understand.
However, in view of the fact that you and His Majesty are so much alike, we feel that you should not be seen abroad. After all, the king is the king, and nobody should be like the king.
This likeness has only become evident since Edmund shaved his beard off.
You were not always clean-shaven. No, Your Majesty. But 2 months ago, I decided that I would shave. Seems to have become a fashion.
Oh, yes, the fashion which I started myself. But then all France follows the dictates of my fashion.
Is my real name Marchiali?
Yes. Oh, but I prefer that no more questions be asked about the matter. Very distantly, you and I are related, Edmund. So I will see, for the moment, that you're comfortably looked after in a house not far from here. You'll see to it, my Lord Cardinal?
I will, Your Majesty.
And then you and I and a certain lady will talk together. Make it soon.
Tomorrow, Your Majesty, if you wish it.
Preferably tonight. The sooner, the better. Every day is another day wasted. If you know what I mean. That same day, Anne of Austria, mother of Louis XIV, was told that she would be receiving a visit from her son, the king, and also from Cardinal Mazarin. So that night in her candlelit apartments, which were not quite as gay as those in the palace itself, she waited eager to receive her son. For during these past few years since her husband died, she saw less and less of the young man who was now the King of France. The Queen Mother, unhappy in her own married life, was once again frustrated in her mother love, for Louis had no interest in his mother, and yet she adored him. Soon a lackey announced that he had arrived.
Louis, this is an unexpected pleasure.
Good evening, Mother.
And we meet so rarely. I thought you were at Versailles.
Yes, I was, but I've traveled many miles since.
No kiss for me? I hadn't seen you for 3 months.
Oh, I'm sorry, but perhaps it's because I have so much on my mind.
May I enter now?
Oh, Cardinal Mazarin.
I was following the king, but if you have something to talk about together before I intrude and make us three.
Oh, of course not, my Lord Cardinal. Haven't the three of us arranged to be together so that we might discuss a most important matter?
You're worried, Louis. I can always tell. A little impatience in your voice.
I can't hide much from you, can I?
You're my son.
Mother, I've come here tonight to tell you that I've found out the truth.
The truth?
About your other son, Edmund.
Edmund? You've been told about Edmund? Cardinal, you made a promise.
The fault was not mine, Your Majesty. It was one of those accidents which do occur. And it was brought about because Louis and his twin Edmund are so much alike.
Alike? I've often wondered. I've thought about Edmund so often. Days and weeks when I've wondered what he was doing, how he was developing, what kind of friends he had, what manner of man he was. So you know about him now, Louis.
I've met him. He's here in Paris.
In Paris? Edmund? Oh, Louis, where? If I could see him for just a moment, just a single moment. He, like you, is my son. I love him, even though I've never seen him since he was first born. I love him as I love you.
Mother, I think you were responsible for the fact that he's alive today.
Yes, Louis.
Rather a dangerous decision for you to make, wasn't it? You should know that there can never be two kings of France.
What do you mean by that, Louis?
Just this, Mother. If Edmund lives, my throne is in danger.
The whole of France is in danger. It may split in two.
And this means, Mother, that the decision reached by my father when Edmund was born, the decision reached by Cardinal Mazarin at the same time, should be carried out at once.
You mean?
I mean that Edmund must die.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, there's no other way, Mother. While he's alive, while he's free, he's a danger to me. And to the throne of France.
I won't allow it. I won't allow it, Louis. He's my son, just as you are.
That may be, Your Majesty. But there's no other way.
But there must be. Can't you hold him prisoner somewhere? Send him to some distant part where he can be under guard and yet be able to live his own life.
And what would his keepers say, Mother, when they saw that he was the image of me? What would the soldiers say and the guards of any prison, any fortress where we might send him? It couldn't be done.
But perhaps if he were disguised, if he wore a beard.
Oh, the likeness is so extraordinary that one day somebody would guess, and then the trouble would start.
I won't allow it, Louis. My own son to be murdered. I couldn't stand by and allow such a thing. Never.
A moment, Your Majesty. You spoke just now of disguise. Perhaps we could disguise your son after all.
In what way?
If perhaps we could fashion for him a mask.
A mask?
A mask of iron, which would cover his entire features and hide his face from the world. If we could fashion such a mask and lock it, then perhaps we may be able to keep your son alive.
Already there is the suggestion of a mask for Edmund Marchiali. Will the Queen Mother consent to this extraordinary suggestion? We all know that a mask was made, but who wore it? Make sure you hear the next absorbing chapter of The Man in the Iron Mask.